Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Right, so the world is often a suckish place, right? I personally stopped listening to the news a very long time ago, but still, it's evident. We can see that a lot of the horrible things that happen in this world is because human beings, some of them, tend to be selfish and greedy. And that leads to a lot of chaos and oppression and makes life harder for those who've been exploited and usurped and robbed than it necessarily has to be. Yeah, sure, life is hard, things happen, it is what it is, I get that. But that does not justify any of us to push our limits, you know, push our limits in a bad way, in a way that would infringe other people's rights to get what we want. I personally believe most, if not all, the problems we face in life, and most, if not all, the problems that are occurring in the world is because of greediness. And also, geese die. What do I mean? Let's listen to the anecdote.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. This story entitled The Goose and the Golden Egg. There was once a countryman who possessed the most wonderful goose you can imagine for every day. When he visited the nest, the goose had laid a beautiful, glittering golden egg. The countryman took the eggs to market and soon began to get rich, but it was not long before he grew impatient with the goose because she gave him only a single golden egg a day. He was not getting rich fast enough. Then one day, after he had finished counting his money, the idea came to him that he could get all the golden eggs at once by killing the goose and cutting it open. But when the deed was done, not a single golden egg did he find. And his precious goose was dead. Yes, those who have plenty want more and so lose all they have.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Ambition is okay as long as I rely on my ethical effort and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support me. And then when things don't necessarily go according to my plan, I am able to tell myself that this is probably my rizq. This is probably what Allah is satisfied with me having. And if I try to gain anything beyond this, it means that I'm not content with the will of God, and it might even lead me to usurping the right of others. And that's what greedy people do, basically. And that's why it's wrong. I said that it's such a huge insult to God because, well, it means that I'm not happy with what God has given me. And it's so funny to have that sort of mentality because you never objected to all the other stuff he gave you. I mean, I lived my life 20-something years and I never objected to the fact that, I have eyes and ears and a mouth and limbs and body that works properly and I'm healthy and I've got a roof over my head and I've got a bed to sleep on at night and I have food and I have a job and I have family members and I have pets and I have a good life. I never objected to that. But once I have my eyes on something that perhaps even belongs to someone else, and I don't get it, I start having beef with God and trying to use whatever means possible to reach that objective. And that's uncool, right? The other problem with greediness is that, well, it just defeats the purpose of everything. A person who's greedy and who's not content with what they have, not only are they opposing the will of God, but they are violating all the red lines that are there, which prevents the community from turning into an absolute anarchy. We think we've got democracy, and we think we are sophisticated, and we think we are civilized, but at the core of it all, when we're greedy and we're not happy with what we have and what God has willed for us, or what the universe has given us, whatever school of thought we follow, we will allow ourselves to display any sort of behavior to get what we want. And that just turns us into a toddler, doesn't it? And society will not survive, and it has not survived, and that's why everything has gone south since forever, because some of us have this sort of mindset, and it's ridiculously tragic, and it's ridiculously sad. Obviously, no one who's greedy on a global scale is listening to this show, so I'm just reminding myself first and foremost, and whoever else that stumbles upon this segment, that chill, you guys, just chill. It's very important for us to find the line between ambition and greediness, and it's most definitely important for us to be content with what we have and be grateful for what we have. These are few life hacks in order for us to avoid being greedy, is to be grateful for the things that we have and try to highlight them rather than highlighting the things that we don't have. Because when we highlight the things that we don't have, we become bitter and we become malicious toward people who do have it, and we turn into ill-wishers that aren't happy with our lives, aren't happy with other people's happiness, aren't happy with God, aren't happy with anything. Especially if we don't have the tools and means to get that thing that the other person has, oh, then we're going to be such miserable people. But if we could just settle down and be cool and be happy with the one golden egg that we have every day, and if we could just even maybe sometimes on a good day venture as far as to share that one golden egg with other people, then imagine what a merry place this world would be. I know it's easier said than done. I know that I still have a very long way to go to practice this sort of mindfulness and gratitude for the big and little things that I already have, and to be able to look beyond myself and my own individual needs and maybe share what I have with other people. Like the Quran says in Surah Al-Yasin, where the believers tell the non-believers to give to the needy, their response is, do we give to those whom even Allah has deprived them? And then they continue by saying that, are you guys out of your minds? You see this sort of malicious, miserable mindset? How self-centered do we have to be to think like that about one another? But inshallah ta'ala, little steps at a time. Take the time to maybe jot down the little things or the big things that made us happy today and try to practice gratitude and mindfulness and just sitting in the now, in the present moment, like Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, so we can better appreciate the things that we have and, like we said, highlight the things that we do have rather than the things that we don't. And we'll just automatically become happier and we won't cut open our goose and kill it. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.